And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup in the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studio. Rosie Flowers from Sadro Sport Fishing. Brought Jeff along, too.
Hi, Jen.
Yeah, it's her official assistant.
Well, and the guy fishes so much down there.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
he's like a regular down
there. He is a regular down there.
Yeah, for sure. Having a great time and giving away an amazing giveaway today.
Well, you're not kidding. We've been having so much fun talking about Sadros, talking about fishing, talking about fun, and man, talk about a great prize. Rosie and the entire gang, Patrick and Big Al, so generous. As Rosie said, they go big or go home, and they went really big. Half off any trip in 2018. If you're the lucky winner at the end of the show today, you literally get to look over the entire schedule, whatever length of trip fits you, a 4, a 5, a 6-day trip, you pick your time, you're going for half price, and what a cool prize that is.
Yeah, that is. All the lines are full, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. All full. Keep on trying. You'll get through and have a chance to go half price on any of the trips.
Any trip.
So what
any
are
available
the explain the trips.
Okay, so we have 4-day trips. All of our 4-day trips, we call them the lawyer specials.
The lawyer
specials. Lawyer specials, because all of my friends that are lawyers say, well, I can't go during the week. So the 4-day trips are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You come home Monday morning, Monday, you know, midday.
Leave Friday
midday.
Morning.
You leave Friday morning and you come back Monday midday.
Midday.
So you're.
And you get 2 days of, 2.5 days?
2.5 days fishing there.
Nice.
Okay,
very good.
About
nice.
That. So all the 4-day trips are over Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then obviously our 5-day trips and then 6-day trips. Another thing that is really great about having our own chartered aircraft is, you know, when you were flying out of Ensenada, you could only fly Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Well, now that it's our own plane, we can fly anytime we want.
Right.
So a lot of people wanted those 5-day trips and a couple of 6-day trips. So we did the schedule to where now we're flying sometimes on Tuesday, sometimes on Saturday, sometimes on Monday. You know, whatever day we want to fly,
that's
we
awesome.
Can now fly.
Fly. Pretty
so,
awesome.
So, yeah,
and one other thing, too, is trips, the trips include everything.
Yeah, they're all-inclusive trips, okay? And so basically it's all your travel permits. I take care of all your visas, your fishing licenses, your CBX border, cross-border pass. It's your accommodation, your meals, your drinks. It's the fish processing. It's, you know, the ponga, fishing aboard the
Fishing, the fishing.
The fishing, yeah. And, you know, the only thing that, you know, you have to worry about will be the alcohol and gratuity to the ponga captains and the crew. And then I have to do one more thing. The one very important thing is that this trip includes everything except for your first day fishing.
Okay.
And let me tell you why that is not included in the trip. Is if something should happen with the aircraft or something that just unforeseen something or other, like happened on my husband's last trip, the FAA in Mexico decided that was the day to do the FAA inspection on our aircraft. So the flight was 2 hours late. So we do not include the first day fishing in the all-inclusive trip.
The first half day
fishing. What that trip costs is it's $150 per ponga. Three guys on a ponga, that means $50 per person for half day fishing.
And you do that so that if something unforeseen happened, you're not spending your money on that already.
Correct.
Perfect.
We wanted to save them that extra expense.
Yeah.
But if it's available and they want to take advantage of it, which everyone has.
Sure.
And
why not?
For $50.
Yeah.
Where can you go half-day fishing for $50?
Yeah.
At Sadros.
At Sadros Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if for some reason you don't, if you just want to kick back and go get the best tortillas of your life and
exactly.
just hang out in town, you can
that's
do that
right.
too.
Exactly.
Totally up to you.
You
there
got
you
it.
Go.
I love it.
I'd rather go fishing.
You're damn right.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into the phones.
All right, man. Well, they are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Rosie. How about this time we jump in and talk to Dan? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Dan, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. I have a question for Rosie. How do you split up the fish if you want to bring fish home from Cedros? Is it split between everybody on the Ponga, or do you get your own fish that you caught? And if so, how do you mark the fish that it's yours?
Right. So that's actually going to be up to the guys that you go fishing with in your Ponga. You know, in the past, people have wanted, you know, the group on the Ponga will share everything. But, you know, every once in a while, some guy's going to catch, you know, a 50, 60-pound yellowtail, and that fish is kind of special to him, and he kind of wants to take that home and share it with his family. That fish will be marked separately and will go home with that person. Now, let's say that everybody on the boat wants to take their own fish. Well, we're going to kind of do what I've done in the past. We're going to start this next season, that we're going to have colored zip ties. And your zip tie color might be blue. And when your fish comes overboard, go ahead and put a blue zip tie on it. And the guys, when they fillet it, they'll have all your fish set aside that you, so that you can take your home. But, you know, the easy thing is, and a lot of guys like to do this, is when all three of them are on the Ponga, they just kind of share in the catch.
That's what we've always
done. And it kind of works out easy. So,
great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I just posted on our Facebook and Instagram a photo of what it looks like in the Mighty 1090 studio this morning.
Woo-hoo.
With Rosie and Jeff and Dallas and Rick and I here in the Mighty 1090 studios. So check that out if you haven't liked us, friend us on Facebook and Instagram. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Hookup 1090 is the Instagram. And, of course, on our website, it's all linked up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. In the top right corner, there's lots of links on our YouTube channel. We have a couple new YouTube videos. One from our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular on our YouTube channel. We'll have one coming up in the next week or so on our YouTube channel from the Shogun trip. Took a lot of photos and video on the Shogun trip.
Nice.
And then also we'll have a story and photos coming up on our email blast this week. So make sure you're on our list, on our email list, and it's all easy to do right on the front page of our website. Sign up for our email blast, sign up for or like us and friend us on Facebook, and, of course, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. All the links are right up there on the right top corner.
Shout out to Cliff Friend for having the first like on your photo, man. He was quick with it.
Wow.
Rosie was a quick second, but Cliff got
okay.
it first, man. He had the first
one.
That one,
huh?
Yeah, that was Cliff. Nice job, Cliff.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to get in. Let's keep doing it. Let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Hey, Don, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, gang, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Pete, Rick, Rosie, and Jeff. Hey, Rosie, can you talk a little bit more about a 5- and a 6-day trip and what kind of fishing someone could expect? And then the other part is go nights.
Go nights. Thank you so much, Don. Yes. You know what? Just I'm going to expound on that. Quick shout out to my daughter. She plays soccer back in Pennsylvania. They won their first round NCAA soccer game last night. So go Knights.
Wow.
Good job, Carly.
Cool.
Proud of her. So, yeah, the 5- and 6-day trip. So, you know, depending on, what suits your schedule and what suits your needs, you know, you're going to get on that 5-day trip, you're going to get, you know, 3.5 days fishing. On the 6-day trip, you're going to get 4.5 days fishing. And then depending on when you go, you know, which month you go is going to, you know, depend, you know, you'll get certain fish in certain times of the year. You know, you go down in June and July, you're going to get the yellowtail and the calico bass, you know, all day, every day, but you're going to have a chance at those white sea bass and the broomtail grouper. As you get further on into the season in August and September, you know, you're going to have the yellowfin move in and some Dorado. And, you know, same in October. Now, November, like I said, you know, we have the wahoo moved in. And how exciting
crazy,
is that?
Yeah.
So crazy. Can you imagine catching a wahoo from a Ponga?
That'd be cool.
That's just amazing
yeah.
to me. I think that's just awesome. So, I mean, you know, just basically the difference in the 5- and 6-day trips is, you know, just an extra day fishing.
And how long are you open? I mean, what is the season for Cedric?
Yeah, our season is from, you know, June to end of November.
Okay.
You know, before that, you know, before June, you know, in May, April, the water's still a little bit cool.
And the wind blows.
And the wind blows, yes. And that was my next thing, and the wind blows. And again, you know, I've been down there in the end of January, and that wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really great for the kite surfers. Not so good for the guys on the pond, guys.
Kind of like a con los burriles. And
there you go.
Yeah,
there you
sure.
go.
Hey, let's go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning,
Don. Thanks,
Don.
Matt Newport, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. You talked a little bit about expanding your calendar year. So my main question is, does it make sense to bring a big tackle bag with half dozen reels to match up with rods down there?
No, actually it doesn't. And, you know, Rick was kind of talking about that a little bit, too. You know, three rods are definite, four maybe, you know. And, you know, I like my own setups, as most people do. So I always bring my own rod and reel setups. And we do have tackle down there for, you know, people to, you know, rent or use. But I tell you what, you know your own setups like the back of your hand. You know, there's nothing for me. There's nothing like my Tranks, my 500. That thing goes everywhere with me. I love that one. So,
Jeff says that's the one.
Yeah, we were fighting over that one.
We need to get another one of those because we do fight over that. I mean, I'll throw iron on that.
Sure.
I'll yo-yo with that. For me, I love that one. But yeah, you know what? When we're open from June to November, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, bring your own setups. You know them personally. You're bringing your favorite stuff, and you know how to work it, and you know how to use it. Bring it.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And now that does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Been a busy morning because one lucky caller today is going to get a half-price trip to any of the available Sagels Sport Fishing, which is worth up to $1,125.
$1,225.
Up to $1,225.
That's a seriously rad price.
That's
so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Sure.
Steve in Poway, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Steve?
Morning, Steve.
How you doing?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good, Rosie. Hi, Jeff. Hey, I wanted to let you guys know I went on a single that went down on a trip. I didn't know what to expect, and I went in middle of October, and it was just an amazing trip. And one thing that
did we lose you, Steve?
Oh, what a bummer.
Oh,
yeah,
Steve, we lost you. Call back, Steve.
Oh, well, what happened there?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get hopefully we'll be able to bring
it
back up. Well, in the meantime, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report by the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, his catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the point home because Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barbs to allow your baits to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. Rosie, I need to talk to you. Perfect.
You need to get down there, buddy.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, there is a chance. I was talking last year to you guys at the Fred Hall show, and there somebody was saying that there was a chance that there might be fuel available in the harbor in the near future for diesel. Do you know anything about that?
As of right now, I do not believe that there is diesel fuel in the harbor. I know that, like you said, that they were working on it, but I don't think that plan has come to fruition yet.
Wonderful, because it's horrible in Turtle Bay right now.
Yeah,
it's the only game in town, right?
And it is horrible. Yeah, ever since Annabelle got out of the business, it's been horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was just you guys would make it very, very convenient, and it would work out very well for you guys in the off season with all of us coming down there because we need a place to fuel the boats now. So throw that in the hat with all the other stuff you got going on.
Hey, why not?
Yeah,
see
why
what we
not?
Can do.
All right. But, hey, Sagros is a spectacular place to fish, and unfortunately we don't get to fish there right now, hopefully in the near future, but right now we don't. So this is the big opportunity, guys. Anybody that's ever been down there fishing knows it is phenomenal there, and it's almost always calm on the one side of the island. You can always be in calm water, and the fish is phenomenal down there. I don't need to try to tell it to you guys anymore, but we really miss being able to fish there on our trips up and down the coast. But guys, the fishing right now is absolutely insane. That yellowfin fishing yesterday was just off the hook. It was incredible. The amount of fish that were caught, the size of the fish that were caught, and the date. In the middle of November, we're catching yellowfin, we're targeting them, and we're getting them. And then that bluefin still at Clementi. There's still plenty of bluefin at Clementi. It hasn't gone anywhere. The problem is that the Navy is very, very, very active over there, and you got to pay attention. But when they do open it up, everybody that seems to be there seems to do just fine on that bluefin. It's been as good as it's been all season long right now on the backside of Clementi. So if you got an opportunity to fish, and I don't know why you would, I would head out that way. Our good buddy Ryan down there on the San Diego, Rick, is that incredible what's going on his boat?
Day,
my God.
Day after day after day after day. It's just crazy.
Oh.
You say it every week, Dave. This season is not over. I don't think it's ever going to be over. Go fishing.
No, wow. And Ryan, I mean, the operation that Ryan's done on that San Diego, it's like, I can't even describe how phenomenal that fishing is. It's one boat. Seems to be the guy on the fish all the time. If you guys are into going catching and you want to buy a ticket to go on a boat, catch yellowtail, it looks like I would go with Brian right now because it is insane the amount of fish that he's put together in the middle of November. Yeah, there's no reason to not go fishing, guys. Find a boat, go fishing that big bonita, Brian Woolley was talking about earlier. It's biting, it's a great fish to catch. There's just no reason to not go fishing right now.
No doubt about it. Fishdope.com is your source. You get info from Captain Hansen, from Mark Wish. All the top guys report to Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. Get it. What a great Christmas gift.
Good call.
$169. But wait. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. A new membership, $149, for a full year of Fishdope.com. You can look at it 100 times a day, every day of the year, if you want. It's right there. And how do we find you, Dave?
Two different ways, yoursaltwaterguide.com on the internet, or give me a call at 949-374-0786, and we'll get out there fishing.
All right.
A great week, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate that.
Very good fishing indeed. Let's jump right back into the phones. They are absolutely packed up. This time we're going to talk to Chuck, who's calling us from Granada Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Rosie. Can't wait to meet you.
Oh,
and shout out to the San Diego. We were on it yesterday. What a day. What a boat.
That's
but my
awesome.
Question is, can we bring our 10-footers, all those guys that love those big long rods, and do you cook our fish at night?
Okay, so we're going to cook the fish at night. If you would like the crew to cook your fish, let them know. There's a lot of times that when we were fishing down there, I think the ceviche down there is absolutely divine.
Yeah.
And we would give our fish to the kitchen so they would make us ceviche for appetizers. And I got to tell you, it's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, if you want them to cook your fish, let them know. They're happy to do it. Very happy to do it.
Oh, yeah. I'll feed the whole party. I don't care.
Please do.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll be more than happy to eat your fish. So,
man, I appreciate people like you that are taking care of us. You know?
Awesome.
Us bass fishermen, yellowtail fishermen, we count, you know?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. Yes.
Yellowtail
fishermen lives matter.
All we have
matter.
To do is go to the barber pole. Like Wooly said, we got it going on, but we don't have the fishing you do. So,
well, there you
really,
go.
Really, hands down to you guys.
Yeah. Sometimes you do. Now, what about the 10-foot
pole? So, the 10-foot pole, you know what? Yes, you can bring them. I know that I think Rock Cod actually
likes
a 10-footer. So,
very important question to me right now.
Yeah.
I'm listening very closely.
So, I mean, yes. I mean, the longest I take is my 9, which is my jig stick. But, you know, you can bring a 10-footer. And, you know, please have your rods kind of wrapped when you come because we don't allow
the
sleeves.
Not in sleeves.
Yeah, not in the tubes. We don't allow those big tubes. Otherwise, there definitely would not be room for everyone to take their stuff on the plane. But we, you know, put them in rod sleeves and put that 10-footer in there, and you should be good to go.
That's my favorite part about that trip is you're not limited on, you know, you get to, just like you were saying, you get to use your gear. You know, the rod. I mean, can you make it work with a short arm? Of course you can, but if that's, you know, just like Chuck, if that's the rod that you fish every day and that's what you know and you like and you're comfortable with, you get to take it to the greatest
right.
yellowtail and calico bass fishing spot in the whole world
that's
and get
right.
to fish with your gear that you fish with at home.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into it? This time we're going to talk to John, calling us from Mira Mesa. Hi, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, all. So, Rosie, you talked about the fish processing earlier, you know, the vacuum packing, et cetera. I might have missed it, but what about when you're bringing fish home? Is it frozen or you bring it home in coolers? How does that work?
Yeah, so basically it is all frozen, and we have the soft-sided cooler bags. And in the morning, the crew will load up all the fish in the bags. The bags will all be marked. And they take it right down to the plane for you and put it on the plane. All we ask is that you keep a cooler in your vehicle so when you get back onto the U.S. side that you have a place to put your fish, and then I'll grab the cooler bags back because I have a, you know, rotating stock down there. Very easy to bring the fish back across the border. When the flight comes in, we have a shuttle bus that picks you literally 10 feet up from the plane, takes you around to the baggage area. All the baggage, including the fish, will come up, and the porters grab it all. So the porters grab it, take it to where they dropped you off, on the way down, and puts everything back on a cart for you, and you bring your own fish back across the border. So, yes, it'll be frozen in soft-sided cooler bags, and all you need to do is bring your cooler with you so that you can take it, transfer it all into your cooler and take it on home.
Awesome.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge Lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Again, giving away half off of any of the Sedro Sport Fishing trips in 2018 that are available, thanks to Rosie Al and Patrick and the gang at Sedro Sport Fishing, and Adrian. We don't forget Adrian. He's the main man.
He's the main dude.
Yeah, cool. For sure. And so grateful to have such a wonderful place to go visit down on Cedros Island there. So in the meantime, Rick, I can't believe it. There's a phone open.
Yeah.
858-457-1090 open right now.
Literally the first time since we started the show, there's a phone line. But, yeah, you can call us right now. 858-457-1090.
And,
good.
And I'll tell you what, check out this week's edition of Western Out There News, always loaded. This week, of course, Tuna Jackpot is the theme there. 338-pounder, the picture of that beautiful yellowfin tuna that took the money down at the Western Outdoor News Tuna Jackpot. Check it out. All the details are in there. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Adam, who's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Good morning, Adam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Rosie. How are you guys doing?
Good, Adam.
I've got a question about fishing down in Cedros. I've never been. I've always wanted to go. And the question was answered about the rod tube. So what's going to be a suggested safe way to travel with, you know, a couple, maybe a 9 and 8 and a 7-foot rod, and then I have something to add about the calicos and the giant black sea bass.
Okay, as far as, like, traveling with the rods, like we said, the rod sleeves are wonderful for that. They protect the rods. The rod sleeves that I have actually hold two rods. I put them tip to butt, put them in there, and they wrap up real nice. Other people have gotten very creative with other types of rod sleeves. I've even seen people wrap beach towels around them. And, you know, whatever way you need to get them down there, just no rod tubes. So, and then what was your next question?
So I think that the charter flight is genius. Whoever came up with that is amazing. I think that's going to make a big difference for all of us for traveling down there. I go scuba diving a lot, and we're seeing tons and tons of calico bass over at Catalina Island, but we're also seeing more and more giant black sea bass. And I still truly believe that even though they're coming back, that they should be protected. Are you seeing them down at Cedros also, the giant black sea bass?
Absolutely. Not only the black sea bass, but the broomtail grouper and, you know, really big calico bass, which, you know, those bigger fish are the breeding stock for down there. So if people are thinking about catch and release, we can't encourage that enough. You know, go ahead and catch it and, you know, take a nice little photo with it and send it on back down. You know, we appreciate the catch and release. Even Rick does that. Rick goes on down there and, you know, he practices catch and release a lot.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back into him? And this time we're going to talk to Brian, calling us from Westminster. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I had a question regarding service. Do you still offer that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Do you still offer the laundry service where you wash
clothes? Oh, yes,
clothes,
absolutely. What a great service. And, you know, for so many reasons. But, you know, first of all, you get clean clothes. But second of all, you know, we really try to help you limit what you take down as far as weight on the plane. So if you're only taking down, you know, a couple days worth of clothes, you know, in the evening or in the morning, you know, there'll be a white bag in your room, just like in most of the hotels. Put whatever clothes that you want to have laundered that day, put them in that white bag and put it on the end of the bed. And Floor, our housekeeper, will have them back to you that afternoon.
So cool.
And, you know, we throw a few bucks in that bag, you know, to help, because she does these at her home, you guys. This is Mexico. She has a beautiful washer and dryer that Adrian bought for her so that she could have a laundry service set for you guys. So this helps her with, the soap and whatnot. So, yeah, the laundry service, nominal fee. Great, great service.
Good call.
Very nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, but you guys better book your trips.
I know, dude.
Because, you know, there's only so many spots.
Already. You know,
yeah.
We're still fishing in this season, and there's very few trips left with opportunities next year.
You guys really need to get on that website and pick your dates and then give me a call because we really would love to have you.
Can you book online?
You can book online on the trips that are not obviously closed, but that are open trips. Yeah, you can book online. But you know what? I'm kind of a personal kind of gal, and I love to hear from you and talk to you and see what your needs are and make sure I answer the questions and get you all dialed in.
Okay.
What about the masseuse? Is that still a thing?
The masseuse is still a thing. If you need the masseuse, you just got to let us know.
Well,
you got it.
Need versus want are two completely different things down there. All right.
Exactly.
John in Huntington Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Awesome show, and gets me real excited about Cedros. I have a question regarding the airplane and coming home. If I were to get lucky and catch a couple of big sea bass or tuna or something that I wanted to, you know, to bring some extra meat home, how much can you bring home in the small bags? And is there a possibility of shipping some if you really want to take some more meat home?
As far as shipping, you know, we are a little Mexican village down on an island, and there's really no mail. There's no FedEx. There's not even a Home Depot. So shipping is a no. But what we can do for you is, again, depending on how much tackle you guys bring down is going to depend on how much fish you can bring back. Go light. I would say, you know, if you can take down around, you know, 30 to 35 pounds of clothes and tackle, you're going to be able to bring back about 30 to 35 pounds of really great table-ready fillets. You know, when we started off this year and they were filleting the tuna, they were basically slabbing the tuna with the skin on, the red line in. And you know me, table-ready, basically said, guys, take all that red line and that skin off because that is heavy weight.
Right.
So we take everything off the fish that if I'm not going to eat it, I figure you're not going to eat it. So we make your fish table-ready so that you can bring back, you know, a decent amount of fish. You know, 30, 35 pounds of fillets is a very good amount of fish.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in and talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos. Good morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hi, guys. Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice.
Expert novice. I love it.
Yeah. So, hi, Rosie. It's me, the guy with the Filipino food.
I do. Mike Fox.
There it is. Hey, my question, I got two. The first one's kind of covered, so it's all inclusive. You get the food and, you know, the room and everything's great. But I have this friend, you guys said Chicago. So I'm bringing my brother-in-law out, and he only catches catfish and stuff, and he's all excited about going to a first time for him, a foreign country. Is there like a little town where after you go fishing, you can walk around and maybe buy a, you know, a blanket or some kind of tourist stuff?
Absolutely. You know what? Cedros is the most beautiful, quaint little town there is. There's also, like, little eateries just right down the street. Right on the waterfront, right on the beach, you have eateries. And, you know, a little bit further down from that, there's, you know, the T-shirt shops and that type of thing. So, yeah, there is a little piece of Mexico that can definitely go home with you. One of the really great things that a lot of people may or may not know about Cedros Island is there's a lobster and abalone co-op on the island. So after, you know, all the abalone is extracted from their shells, there's these, you know, thousands upon thousands of abalone shells down there. And, you know, that would be a very nice something to take home,
totally.
A polished up abalone shell.
Yeah,
just,
they do really cool things with the abalone.
Yeah, they do. And I would just ask one of the guys in the crew, they all have Dremel tools, and they polish up these abalone shells. And if that's something you want to take home, you can order one from the guys.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
They're beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Indeed. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. If you've been trying to go through, there's your chance.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Jillian. Called us from Pacific Beach this morning. Good morning, Jillian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, thank you very much. Good morning, Rick, Pete, Jeff, and Rosie.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in the trip. I have been down to Cedros on the long range. And, of course, I've done short things around here, bunking in with the guys, et cetera, et cetera. I have never fished on a ponga. And you do talk a lot about guys, and I don't know if women go down and how it works for women for the fishing.
Jillian, I got a great trip for you, okay?
Okay.
So we have a local gal, Rachel Todd, that has a charter going out this year. She is a great fisherman. Fishes the San Diego a lot, fishes the Liberty a lot, and has got a charter that's going down this next year in the beginning of, I think, Rachel's beginning of September.
September
which
3rd
is a beautiful,
through September 7th.
Beautiful time to go. The one thing about the pongas, they are so casual and so nice. You know, I grew up fishing on the boats, and I always had my extra tufts. I wear my extra tough boots on the boat, and there's nothing better than I see guys out there fishing, some in flip-flops, some barefoot, you know, some in their sneakers, but, you know, real close to the water, having a good time. It's so easy on a ponga. And not only that, that ponga is mobile. If, you know, you decide that you want to go in and take a little siesta, go in and take a little siesta, and you can come back down a couple hours later and go back out on the boat again. But ponga fishing for me is just so relaxing and so easy. And, yes, girls go all the time, all the time.
Great. That's good to know, Rosie. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jillian.
Nice for the call.
All right. Why don't we pump it right back up, talk to Mike. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Welcome, Rick, Pete, Mike, Rosie.
Hey, Mike.
I've got a couple of questions. Rosie, what made you decide to start an operation on Cedrus?
Well, I actually didn't start it. It was Adrian and Tom Green that started the operation. And 10 years later, they decided they really wanted to take it to the next level. And that's where Big Al and Patrick got involved, and they asked me to come on in and try some different marketing ideas and promotions and get it just to that next level, which, you know, this year will be the first year in 11 years that we will be operating at or near full capacity.
Wow.
So, which is very exciting for Adrian. I'm just really thrilled for him.
You've talked about some of the things.
I've been down to Cedrus twice last year with Jeff and Ron Lane.
Oh, yes.
We fished with the kayaks.
Yes.
Jeff's a great guy. He's got a great situation going. Sounds like you two guys are really getting along together and help each other out.
Absolutely. We're always there for each other.
Another thing, I'm also a certified diver.
Uh-huh.
What kind of diving
opportunity.
Yeah. So we had two groups this year that they did not scuba dive, but they were free diving. And did
they
very
well.
They
brought their spear guns down?
Yep, they brought their spear guns down. Yep, brought the spear guns down. And we're working on actually trying to get the weight belts and keep weight belts at the lodge.
That's a good idea.
So that you don't have to bring that type of weight down. But, they did great. They got some really nice grouper. They got some we had one gentleman from Argentina that had never, he's a free diver all over the world, had never free dove and shot a yellowtail. He got two on this trip that were both in the mid 40 range.
Wow.
So he was very thrilled.
Yeah, but
very
there's
thrilled.
No scuba diving, no facility.
You know what?
For tanks.
Not, no, the tanks, I would say no, but you know what? If you're a great scuba diver, I'm sure you'd be a very good free diver also.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we jump right back in? Chuck from Long Beach got a question for us. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
What's up, Chuck?
Okay. I have a question. If
bringing down younger kids, like, you know, 10, 12, 13, where they need life jackets, do you guys have those for them, or do we have to bring that ourselves as well along with the rest of the gear?
Life jackets are on every Ponga. Life jackets are on every Ponga.
However, I will say this. If you have a kid, right. I would bring a child's life jacket.
There you go. That's a great idea, absolutely.
Yeah, I think
not going to hurt, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Only help.
And a great one to bring are the, I don't know what kind of work you're doing in there, but the great one to bring is one of those inflatables.
Yeah.
You just bring one of those inflatables that's designed for children. Packs easy, and they can wear it all the time on the boat without hindrance.
Takes up no space,
right.
Almost no weight. I mean, I'm with you.
Yep.
You know, and just because if you're not going to need it, but, you know, knock on wood, God forbid, if you ever did, it's important to have one that is of appropriate size for a child.
Yeah.
True.
And I got to tell you, one of the best easy-to-use life jackets you find is at Fastlane Kayaks. The Hobie makes really, really nice ones that are super low profile, and they use them on kayaks, of course. Guys wear them on kayaks.
Yeah.
Jeff, you've probably seen them, but for an adult or a child, that would be a great place to go check out.
And they're built in mind with people that need to have all their range of motion.
Right.
And, you know, you got to have all your flexibility. So they're built with that in mind. Fishing,
right.
Paddling, pedaling, all those things. That's,
exactly.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Well, Ron's got all the good stuff down there, doesn't he?
All the good stuff. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga up next on Let's Talk Cookup. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I have a question for Rosie.
Go ahead.
Dan.
Okay. When booking a trip, can we do payments on it, or does it have to be paid in full?
No, absolutely you can make payments. We do require a $500 deposit, and then 90 days before the trip departs, we require half down, and then 30 days before the trip departs, we like the trip to be paid in full. But if you wanted to make payments every month along the way, I'm happy to take your money.
That's awesome.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you
so
bet,
like,
Dan.
If you wanted to put the $500 down and then make $100 payments
a month. Yeah,
month,
200. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Makes it easy to swallow.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, one more quick thing. Another thing that you might want to look into when you're booking your trips is trip insurance is awesome. We have a gentleman that we like to use, Bob Dawson, offers really reasonable trip insurance. So, you know, God forbid something happens before you have to leave, then everything is covered.
We talked about that yesterday with Frank. It's such an inexpensive expense to just completely cover your butt on.
Absolutely.
No brainer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
We had Luke Burson send us a message real fast.
Yeah.
And he asked Rosie to talk about, you know, one of the other exciting things that I know you're working on at the island.
Yeah, you know, last year we bought per Jeff Mariani's suggestion, by the way, a whole lodge water purification system. Well, we were so busy this year that we never were able to shut down the lodge to get that water purification system in. So now that the lodge is, you know, fishing's over for the season, by the time we open up next June, we will have that system in place where we will have a full lodge water purification system at Cedro Sport Fishing.
Which means the tap water out of your faucet is going to be drinkable.
Drinkable. You can brush your teeth now. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which will be nice.
Yeah,
good call,
sure.
Luke. That's
you
great.
You know, a lot of great trips going on for us next year, including the two from Cedro Sport Fishing. But we have three different Alaska trips that are available. Two of them are four, actually, Alaska trips that are available. Two of them sold out. Whalers Club Lodge is completely sold out. Kingfisher Charters is completely sold out in June. But we have availability on our Katmai Lodge trips, both of them, the one that Rick's going to host in July and then the one that I'm going to host at the end of August. These, and like I said a couple weeks ago, these trips are going to be a one-and-done deal because I was able to cut the most phenomenal deal with Katmai Lodge. Now, people are figuring out that Katmai Lodge is one of the most incredible places on earth to go in Alaska. The one in August, the one in July that Rick's going to host is $500 off the regular price. It's still an expensive trip because it's Alaska, okay? It's still $39.95, but that's a discounted price. Then there's plus your airfare. The one in August, the end of August that I'm going to host, is the Trophy Trout and Silver Salmon season. Unbelievable trip. You're going to be interacting and flying out to remote places that are some of the most gorgeous places on earth with bears in the river with you that basically don't really care about you, but you'll keep an eye on them. But you'll be catching giant trout, Dolly Varden, huge silver salmon, and they're throwing out not only the $500 off the trip, but they're throwing in a free flyout to one of those remote rivers, which is about a $350 value right there. Like I say, they're not doing, they already told me, we're not doing that anymore. So if you want to go with us next July or August to one of the most spectacular places on Earth, people always ask me, where, if you had one trip to go on one more time, it's Katmai Lodge.
No kidding.
I love
Katmai
Lodge.
Wow, that's saying an awful lot.
It's an amazing place, and if you haven't been, it will be your favorite place too, I can pretty much guarantee you. I took Terrell Davis one of those last year, and he was kind of like, not sure, you know, because it's freshwater fishing. Well, he just can't wait to go back.
I am so
excited. It's pretty awesome. So, katmai.com, check it out. Ask for the Let's Talk Hookup trips. Go to our webpage, letstalkhookup.com. Go on the trips page and get on those because they are filling fast. I know the August trip just has a handful of spots left, and the July trip has a handful of spots left. So, don't delay. Yeah, get on it.
You got that right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Tom, who's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you. Good morning. Rosie, real quick, what is a day of fishing? I mean, when does it start? When does it end? And do they provide your lunch and drinks? We have coolers on the boat? Or just what is a day of fishing?
Yeah, okay, so the harbor opens up at 6 a.m. And quite honestly, we like to get you down there at 6 a.m. So the harbor's open from 6 to 6. Most guys fish from 6 to about 4 to 5 in the afternoon. And, yes, we pack a lunch for you. There will be a cooler on board with whatever type of drinks you will ask them to put in there the night before. So if you want, you know, Coke and waters and, you know, beer, whatever you want will go with you, and you will have a lunch also. So, again, the harbor is open from usually 6 to 6, and you'll fish from 6 to about 4:30, 5. Or if you want to come in earlier, you're more than welcome to. It's your trip.
You can purchase beer on the island. There's three or four different stores that you can walk in and purchase beer.
Correct.
And then have that with you and just give it to the guys and say, I want, you know, 6 beers on the boat or, you know, 12 beers on the boat or
put
whatever.
Put a 12-pack in the cooler.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So there you go. All right, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you, Tom.
Great. All right, appreciate it.
All right.
Let's sneak in one more.
Hey, you got it, man. How about Gary? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Gary? You're on the show with Rosie.
Thanks, guys. I had a question in regards to money when you're doing tips and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Do you need to pay them in pesos? And if so, how do you exchange it or what happens?
Okay, so, you know, the crew, they will take dollars or pesos. They are very thankful for anything and everything they get. There is a peso exchange right down at the CBX. So when you walk in the doors of the CBX, you can exchange pesos there. It's not a bad idea to get a couple hundred bucks worth. Go ahead and get it and take some U.S. dollars, too. Like I said, I know the Ponga drivers and the our crew, they are very thankful for either pesos or dollars. When you go shopping, like for those cold Tecate beers, you know, it might be a good idea to bring a peso so they don't have to worry about the exchange as they're trying to give you change back. So,
but they will take dollars.
But they will definitely take dollars. I have not been anywhere on that island that they have not taken my U.S. dollars.
Yes, indeed. Thanks a lot for the calls.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky person's going to Cedros. Cedros sport fishing trip for half off for one lucky caller. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090. All right, here it is, the big winner of a half-off trip going to Cedros. Your pick. You get to pick your trip on Cedros Sport Fishing next year. Big winner is?
Well, lucky number 13, Adam from Urieta.
Jeff, pick
you got it. It's yours, Adam. Congratulations.
Congratulations, so cool. Adam. You just have to pick out which trip you want to go on, and Rosie will set you up.
Absolutely. Hey, Adam, get on the website, www.cedrosportfishing.com. Check out those trips, and then give me a call at 619-772-7570, and I have your number here, and I'll give you a buzz, too. Congratulations.
Yeah, and if you weren't the winner, that's how you get a hold of you, right?
That's right.
You can check out the availability right online.
Right online.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Rosie, Jeff, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, you guys. It's always fun.
Great job, and thanks to Al and Patrick for doing such a great job, and Adrian for going along the ride, too, of doing better things to this.
Hang on, Adrian.
Yeah,
hang on.
For sure.
Hang on.
And we love that guy. He's such a cool guy. And
yes.
Hey, thanks to Adam, who we worked really, really hard today.
Good job, Adam.
We worked 26 or 27 plus calls this morning. Worked his fingers to the bones there. And thank you all for your participation today. And thank you all for listening. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. Next Saturday, the one and only Greg Stotesbury from AFCO will be in the studio with Rick and myself. And then next Sunday, Captain Marcus Medak from the New Loan will be in here. Thanks
Love
for
Marcus.
Calling. See you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.